Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilli, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Coming up at 1, Elliot Shore-Parks, who will be at Eagles practice today and was at the Nick Sirianni press conference. We'll talk to Elliot as we get set for the Eagles and the Packers and his thoughts on this matchup here. This segment brought to you by Meineke. When you step on your brakes, do you hear a squeal or grinding? Take your car to locally owned and operated Meineke. Find a location near you at Meineke.com. All right, before we go back to the phone lines here, if you just hopped in, I mean, we opened the show today, you know, as we are getting excited and ready for this game.
Excited!
And the more the week goes on to you, and maybe this is a dangerous thing, I'm getting more and more convinced that the Eagles are going to win this game, and I feel more and more confident.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
And they should, because they're the better football team. And that's why when I view Nick Sirianni, like, it doesn't move me they won 14 games the regular season as far as his future. Like, that's great. Wonderful. I mean, great. I'm happy for him. When I view him now in the prism of what does he do in the postseason? He has 1 year left on his contract. We'll see what they do with this offseason. But for me, and I just speak for myself, his long-term thing here, it's not secure. He has to have success this postseason. Otherwise, anything's on the table for me. I'm not convinced he's the right thing moving forward. 215-592-9494. I've seen instances where teams try to upgrade from good to great. He's obviously shown to be a good coach. I don't know if he's a great coach. I need to see him coach well this postseason. Because, Hugh, as we sit here today, he's 2-3 in the playoffs. He's had the best roster in the NFL the last 4 years. He's 2-3 in the playoffs. Now, 5 weeks from now, he could be 6-3 with a Lombardi trophy, right? And then that secures him as a tremendous young coach. Or he could be 2-4 on Monday morning, and what are we doing here with Nick Sirianni? So I am putting the pressure on him, and I'm not convinced yet of anything until he's had big time playoffs. Has he done enough for you to secure his future?
I think he has. I mean, because I'm riding in and just thinking about, because we kind of workshopped this earlier in the week, and we talked about this a little bit at the pregame show on Sunday. And I was hearing rumblings that, you know, maybe his job would be up this year, or he might be fired if he doesn't go deep in the playoffs. And initially, I thought that was valid. I still think it's valid, but I was more on the side that he might lose his job if it goes south. But as I started to think about it, I'm like, man, this guy has won 50 games. 50 as the head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles. He's won 50 games. You don't throw a guy away for that. And then I got to thinking, everybody has their style of doing things. Some are unorthodox. And it got me thinking about Dan Campbell. This is how I workshop these things. And thinking about Coach Campbell and biting kneecaps off and looking at where the Detroit Lions are right now. It ain't going to be easy going into Detroit. He's done that for that organization, that franchise. I have not seen so many. They were out there, but not like this, not with the fervor that they have right now. And he's done that. So much so that I'm in a chat with some friends of mine that are from Detroit. Man, they got so much to say, and they're talking about this, that, and the third. And my go-to is always like, damn, I didn't know y'all were that passionate about your team because you really didn't have anything to be passionate about. But they do now. And that's going to be a problem. It's almost rival, and I say this, and because we're longer in it. We've been in it longer. We've been relevant longer, I should say. That's the word I'm going to use. We've been relevant longer. But, boy, I think it rivals Eagles fans right now.
Well,
because they're winning.
Here's what it would be. It would be a great NFC Championship game.
Yeah.
And the Eagles should get there. That's the bar
I'm
setting.
Bottom line, that's the matchup at the end of the day that everybody wants to see.
I can't wait for it.
It's like a collision course. It's like, you know, when King Kong and Godzilla, when Godzilla was on his way and King Kong was waiting on him, mm-hmm. It's like that's the fight you want to see. You got these other fights along the way. But that's the one that everybody wants to see.
Yeah, and I felt that way for a couple months. I mean, once we got to like early November and the Eagles had established they had turned into a really good team, and you saw the other teams in the NFC kind of falling off the pace a little bit, it became pretty clear that it's Eagles and Lions. They're the top two seeds. I expect the Eagles to be there. They should be there. And that's the bar I'm setting for Nick Sirianni. And then I saw last week Jeremy Fowler speculating over at ESPN. Here's what he wrote last week. Quote, Nick Sirianni has quieted the preseason noise with the Eagles 13-3 season. Obviously, it was before the game this Sunday, past Sunday. Would a first-round playoff exit reignite talks about his job status? It's hard to say, but it's a question some people around the league are wondering, as am I. I mean, I'm adding my own editorial to it, as am I. 215-592-9494. Where do you come down on Sirianni as the postseason begins? Has he secured his future here for you? He hasn't for me. He's got to have postseason success. Let's go to the phone lines here. Nick in Franklinville's up. Hey, Nick.
Hey, how's it going?
What's
hey,
up, Nick? What's up, buddy?
I haven't heard anybody talk about what happened with Coach Reed and the Eagles years ago. The year he left, he took off and had an unbelievable run. So I think Sirianni, to answer your question, Sirianni should definitely stay. Because we'll be shooting ourselves in the foot otherwise.
But Nick, we don't really think he's Andy Reid. Like, he's not that good of a coach.
No question, but Reid got to be that good of a coach over that time.
See, I disagree. I think Reid showed early he was a great coach. I mean, the Eagles were a dumpster fire when he got here, Nick, and then within a few years there have been four straight NFC championship games.
I hear you, but I look at Sirianni as a guy for next year and a couple of years into it.
Well, he probably will be. I mean, I'd be surprised if he's not here. It's hard for me to separate, Nick, how good this roster is versus what he's accomplished. Like, this is where I need him to win in the postseason so he can kind of separate himself a little bit and show against other good teams, other good coaches, he can outcoach them and win a game. That's what I need.
I hear you. Yeah.
Yeah, and look, I think the reality is he's probably going to be here no matter what, Nick. We appreciate the phone call. But, I mean, the Reid comparison, can we please? Andy Reid took off before he got to Kansas City.
I don't know if he's comparing him to Andy Reid. I think he's more comparing it to the sentiment of letting someone go and, you know, watching them have success somewhere else.
I know, but Reid had been to five title games here.
Right. No, yeah, I totally understand the difference.
Yeah. Tom in Dover. What's up, Tom?
Yo, what's going on, guys? How y'all doing?
Tom, what's up, buddy?
Hey, listen, man, I was just telling my man that answered the phone, like, what are we doing here? Like,
Tom, you know my name.
We play 17 games a season. You know what I mean? What, Nick been a coach for, what, 4 years now?
Yes.
You know what I mean? So, with the talent that he's had since he's been here, it's easy to win 50 games. You follow what I'm saying? But I'm trying to figure out is that, what are we in this for? Regular season wins, or are we trying to win in the postseason?
See, finally, you know, Tom, someone getting to the real thing. It's about the playoffs.
Right. His postseason record doesn't add up to his regular season record. Are we fans of how many games you can win in the postseason, or how many games you can win in the postseason, and how many Super Bowls you can win? I mean, for me, at 59 years old and being an Eagles fan, it seemed like since I was about 4 or 5 years old, and won Super Bowl, I need Super Bowls right about now. You follow what I'm saying? Like you was just saying, I got family that live in Detroit. I went to the game 2 years ago when we played Detroit the first game of the season, and we beat them, but it was a dog fight. They kind of rallied back at the end and made it a game at the end. They really trying to win a Super Bowl down there. You know what I mean? We ain't going to just walk in there in the NFC Championship game and walk out. We got to produce, man, and I just – for me, man, and I hope people don't take it wrong or whatever, man, but I don't think Sirianni is going to be the guy that's going to get us over. We might have to do like Tampa Bay did with Dungy and bring somebody in a little tougher, because I just don't think Sirianni is that guy, man. I don't.
Well, you know, here's what it is. And Tom, I agree with the way you frame it. It's not about the regular season. Like, it doesn't move me. It's great. It's fun. And most Sundays are really fun around here. And Tom, we appreciate it. But the Eagles have graduated past, let's just win some games in October. Like, they're about Super Bowls now. And Hugh, someone said earlier, he's a victim almost of his own success. Like, if you keep winning.
That usually happens when you have success quickly.
You're supposed to have more or get to the top of the mountain.
I mean, think about it like this. Remember when Caleb Williams got drafted? Bears fans, they moved on from Justin Fields, and Bears fans thought they had their quarterback of the future, and that he
was going to
win games.
He didn't.
You know, it's funny because I saw his he didn't have a bad season. They just didn't win games. But now the sentiment is that they don't have the right guy for the job. They don't have a lot of things. He's not the problem. Like, he doesn't have a whole lot around him. But that's not the story that's being told.
I agree. I mean, I think he's got talent, but that franchise is a disaster.
And you know what? And it's unfortunate because the flip side is that Coach Sirianni, what they say, what's the saying, born on third base?
Mm-hmm.
Is that the saying?
Yeah.
He's been given a plethora of talent, and he's expected to win with that. He's expected to win with it. I think he will, but it's one of those things where he's being cursed because he has talent, but at the same time, with the talent that you have, people are looking at it and saying, hey, anybody could coach this team, and they should do it. I don't believe that's the case. I think he's done a great job of managing these egos and putting them in position to be successful, and he's done a great job, and that's why I feel like he should be in line for an extension.
So it'll be interesting. I believe the voting for awards happens this week, and then we find out around the Super Bowl week who won the different awards, right? MVP and Offensive Player of the Year and all that. Coach of the Year. Do you guys think he's going to get a single vote? And I'm not saying he shouldn't. I'm just asking a question.
When you say, I know what you just
like
said.
If there's a ballot.
One vote.
If there's a ballot, right?
One vote.
And so let's say you had a ballot and you wrote Kevin O'Connell, you wrote Dan Campbell, I don't know, Sean Payton.
Are you saying he's going to be a write-in candidate? Because he's not on the ballot.
I'm saying, will anyone write Nick Sirianni's name on a ballot?
I would.
No, I'm just wondering because think about the season, right? They started 2-2. They mm-hmm. overachieved in terms of their win total in Vegas and what expectations were. Kyle's brought that up a lot. Like, on resume, he probably does earn some votes. Like, he probably should, but there's like a perception that, yeah, it's not him anyway. I don't know how many votes he's going to get, if any.
I see a scenario where he gets a vote or two. I mean,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. I do too.
Just to put it into perspective, somebody voted for Hunter Green over Zach Wheeler for the Cy Young this year.
So you're saying bad votes happen?
I mean, well, yeah, but not that this would be a bad vote. I'm saying worse votes have happened.
I get it.
And there is a case for this.
Bad votes happen. Bad votes.
That was a bad vote.
That was
the
crazy.
The Hunter Green thing over
Wheeler? I'm just saying, that's crazy. That's crazy.
You walk it down the hallway with
bad
that one.
Votes happen.
Yep, they do. I'm just saying, they happen all the time. Mad Mike is up. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how are we doing today, guys?
And Mike, what's up?
So, I finally figured out who Nick Sirianni is. He is Mr. Magoo. And he just kind of wanders around NovaCare, no idea what's going on. Things happen around him, and he doesn't get injured. He's just there, and, you know, life is just happening, and he has no idea, and then it works out in the end. That is Nick Sirianni. He is not a head coach. He's just some dude that Howie Roseman installed so he wouldn't get in Howie Roseman's way. And we're all supposed to pretend here that Nick Sirianni's a good coach. Or we're supposed to pretend that Nick Sirianni does anything. He had everything stripped away from him last summer, and we're still here. Well, you know, I think he does a real good job as a CEO coach doing nothing. And I'm tired of it. I'm tired of the Devin Caneys of the world and everybody else.
Man, Devin caught a stray.
Mr. Magoo moron. And that's it. Like, Delaware Valley, you have a moron head coach. You have no idea where he's at half the time.
So when you say Mr. Magoo, are you thinking the old school cartoon or like the Leslie
exactly.
Nielsen?
That's exactly what I'm thinking.
Okay, with the top hat on, kind of stumbling around.
Yeah, he just kind of wanders around and there's danger all around him, but somehow he avoids it just by sheer luck.
Well, that does feel like this season, 2-2 and all the issues early in the season. It does feel like... Well, no, it so feels he avoided all the problems.
Well,
he avoided them.
He rallied the troops.
He did, by avoiding
the problems. He shaved his head, and he rallied the troops, and they responded.
I'm sorry, you can't take this guy seriously. Like, I honestly,
you have
like,
to.
I wouldn't trust this guy to change the oil in my car.
I would say unorthodox style.
What is that word today?
No,
unorthodox.
You know what it is? What was that? What's that show that comes on TV? Hugh Laurie, what was it? I can't think of
it. House, the doctor?
Yeah, he was the drunk doctor.
Yeah.
But
Omar Epps was one of the other doctors?
Yeah. But he was good at what he does. That's Coach Sirianni.
Does that inspire confidence for the biggest surgery?
No, it's
the drunk doctor?
I don't even watch the show. But I think he had some issues.
I did watch it. He did have some issues.
He had some issues, but he was good at what he does.
I know, but you almost felt like when's it going to go awry?
Mad Mike, and you, I would think that you have to admit that Coach Sirianni over the last couple weeks, he's toned it down a little bit, man.
I'm sorry. You have a communications department at your disposal
that he's using.
Year four, you're just now starting to realize how not to make a fool of yourself in press conferences.
It takes time, man. I'm still learning.
This guy is a joke. He's a flat out joke, and everybody in the who defends him, is just a shill for the Eagles at this point.
I got the Nova Care worm,
so
Mike. We appreciate it.
The shill is strong.
He didn't name Elliott, but Elliott's famously a Sirianni guy. Devin caught a stray there. If you are a Sirianni supporter,
how did Devin catch a stray?
I guess she's a Sirianni supporter.
Because she works on the sideline?
No. I think her on the morning show when she's on. I think that's what he meant.
Okay. Yeah. Well, yeah. I would say that Devin has more, she has more information than Mad Mike. Mad Mike, Mad Mike seems like the type of person that he wakes up, and if Coach Sirianni breathes the wrong way, it just irritates him.
I think that's what anyone is. Isn't it?
Well, some people are like that.
No, I think that's what Mad Mike with anyone.
Yeah,
that's
anybody,
how you become Mad Mike. Yeah. All right, we promised this. Let's look ahead here, Hugh Douglas. So we did this last week with the Green Bay Packers because FanDuel, our friends over at FanDuel, who you know what they do?
What they do?
They post hypothetical lines. So I'm going to throw these at you, and we're going to talk about what the Eagles could be favored by next week. So we know they have three possible opponents, right? Three teams they could see next week, depending on how the other matchups go. It really depends on the Bucs-Commanders game. If the Bucs win that game, we get the Bucs. If the Commanders upset the Bucs on Sunday, we get the winner of the Vikings and the Rams on Monday night. So three possible opponents, Bucs, the Vikings, and the Rams. Those are the three teams the Eagles could see next week. All right, I have the lines in front of me here for those games. Hypothetical lines, Eagles against all three opponents. All right, Hugh, you ready for this?
I'm ready.
Where do you want to go? You want to start with the team they'd be the biggest favorite over?
Yeah, let's do that.
Right, let's start with that. The Eagles, according to FanDuel right now, would be the biggest favorite next weekend over the Los Angeles Rams. They'd be a 6.5-point favorite over the Rams. Feels a little high, but then you do remember they did beat the Rams by a whole bunch.
Yeah, they did. They saw them. Yeah. They saw them early in the season. Yeah.
All right. 6.5-point favorites over the Los Angeles Rams. The second highest spread is the Buccaneers. The Eagles would be 5.5-point favorites over Tampa Bay. How does that one hit you? Now, we don't have as much success against them.
No, I thought that was pretty surprising.
Did you think it'd be lower? Like it'd be a tighter game?
I thought it would be. I honestly thought it would be. I guess they're feeling like the Eagles are healthy and, Tampa Bay.
Well, the game would be here.
Yeah, and it's cold.
It feels to me like this is the game you want the least.
Yeah.
I mean, you've been on this the whole time.
Yeah, I don't want to. I just Todd Bowles and what he's been able to do. Granted, without our full complement of receivers and everybody has had our number, but I still don't want that game.
All right, then, and this will not surprise anyone because they are the best record of the three possible teams we could see. The Eagles, according to FanDuel, hypothetical line, early line for next week, would be a 3-point favorite over the Minnesota Vikings.
Yeah, that, Sam Darnold.
That feels like a very tight game and a challenging game.
Minnesota coming here? It's going to be cold, too. It's going to be brick.
You're not worried about Minnesota?
I mean, it's different when you play it outside. And most teams you're talking about two warm weather teams coming to us.
I mean, three.
LA too. LA.
It's dome teams or warm weather teams.
And it's funny because I guess.
Yeah, but then you learn your lesson with calling out the warm weather team, and they come up here and like.
No, but it was a little warm that day we lost to Tampa. It was warmer than anticipated.
Well, it was under the number.
Yeah. But it was still a little bit warmer.
You and your benchmark numbers, man.
It was a lot warmer than it was supposed to be.
But it was still colder than any game they'd ever won.
No, but I'm saying it was a lot warmer than it was supposed to be.
You're just deflecting off the point that you guys underestimated the Bucs.
No, we definitely didn't do that. We definitely didn't do that.
Well, we did.
We definitely didn't do that.
WIP
they had,
did.
They had a hell of a game plan.
Well, sure
I think a lot of people were banking on the cold weather being a huge factor. But like I said, it wasn't that cold. It wasn't as cold as it was supposed to be.
Okay. Kyle, what do you make of the lines here? Eagles -5.5 over Tampa. Eagles -3 over Minnesota. Eagles -6.5 over the Rams. The first thought I had when I saw it is they better get to the NFC title game.
Yeah, it's all set up for them to go. I mean, look, they're going to be at home for all three of those games. So, I mean, those lines make sense to me. I guess if you're asking me who I'd prefer of all of those, it's the Bucks. I'm not worried about the Bucks.
A little surprised the Bucks are a shorter dog than the Rams. I'm a little surprised.
Yeah, I don't know what to make of that. Maybe it's the Todd Bowles thing. Like, they think that they might have a better defense to go against what the Eagles do.
Maybe because the Eagles blew the Rams out a couple months ago, and that's still in people's minds. So,
and the Bucs beat us earlier this year.
They did.
That too.
Well, and Todd Bowles has had Jalen's number. So Eagles, 3-point favorites over the Vikings, 5.5 Bucs, 6.5 Rams. Our Twitter question is sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet. You learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. All right, let's do a little check-in on the poll here. 73% believe Nick Sirianni's done enough to secure his job before the playoffs start. 27% with me saying, no. He needs to have playoff success here in the postseason before we sign off on the future. All right, Kenny in Pittsburgh. What's up, Kenny?
He's gone.
Kenny!
Yo, what's going on, sir?
What's up, Kenny?
I love you. I love Hugh. And I just have one thing to say.
What's that?
Let's go, Birds.
Let's go, Birds, Kenny.
Go, Birds.
All right, Hugh.
Yes.
Now, look, you were supposed to come to my high school, okay?
Come on, Hugh.
A couple years ago, about 20.
A couple years ago?
20 years. 20 years ago.
And I'm supposed to remember that?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. McNabb, you and Troy Vincent.
And what happened?
Troy Vincent showed up.
Hugh.
No Hugh. No McNabb.
Wow.
2020. Troy Vincent stayed for 2 hours and signed everybody's autographs. He took photos with everyone and asked each individual student what they wanted to do in their life.
And where were you, Hugh Douglas?
Think about the kids, Hugh.
20 years ago?
You know, I have an idea, Kenny, on how Hugh could make up for this.
I know Kenny. I think Kenny has
the
same idea.
He could dye his beard green for the entire playoff run.
That's exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
Three people were promised to be at my high school, Hugh. I believe you will know it. It was Shattuck High School. We just won the state championship for the NFL. Not the NFL, but it was our NFL.
Darn right. Hugh, make it right.
I don't recall.
He's saying
that.
You can't break another promise.
I mean,
I don't recall
this
that.
This is the least you could do. I mean, Kenny in Pittsburgh has been waiting 20 years.
I don't recall that. I'm sorry,
well,
Kenny.
Troy Vincent was there. You can ask him about that.
I'm sorry,
very
Kenny.
Very convenient that you just forgot.
I'm sorry, Kenny. That dog don't hunt. I hear you.
That's for me, Kenny.
That dog don't hunt.
Kenny, you bring a lot of important topics to the table here. Kenny, good phone call. We appreciate
20 of them things, huh?
Well, I mean, and you're lucky he's not out charging interest. 20 years. I mean, that's a promise broken. Fix that, Hugh.
I was supposed to be there and I didn't go. Nah, that dog ain't gonna hunt.
Well, we'll dig into what he was doing that day. All right, 215-592-9494. For more to your phone calls, the final hour. Elliot joins us after the break. His take on this with Sirianni. I have a feeling what Elliot's gonna say. And his thoughts on the matchup, the Eagles and the Packers, as we get set for a playoff game at the Link, which Jalen set to practice today. 215-592-9494. It's a midday show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.